and welcome to our podcast.
Our hosts today are Preston, Ashley, and Taylor.
Our topic today will be, what do stories about the future say about the present?
Hello, my name is Ashley. The Beginning of the End of the World by Lucian Clifton makes a great example of what the future holds. Stories about the future can apply the observations in the present, can determine what might happen in the future. In paragraph 19 through 21, Clifton states, "When we watch them turn from us, faithless at last, and walk in a long line away." This poem is about cockroaches giving signs. That quote is stating how even the cockroaches are going under into sinks because they can feel less radiation. That indicates how even if cockroaches are retreating, that means eventually the radiation will get to us and we may even die off. We are now going to move on and hand it over to Preston.
Right now, we are starting to run out of resources, so the deaths in the future could actually be a possibility. If we keep this up, we could go ahead and live in a horrible place, / Earth, in the future. The author namely doesn't talk about it, but they're also trying to convey at the same time that we need to stop using as many resources as we are right now. It's really bad for the Earth right now. We're also starting to run out of clean water, fresh drinking water, which in other books and stories are starting to talk about.
Flex Seal coats, seals, and stops leaks fast.
But wait, there's more. It gets stronger over time.
Get it at your local retailer today.
Hello, my name is Taylor Wickham. Today I'll be talking about Ender's Game and how it relates to this question that we've asked today on this show. Now, to not understand what I'm talking about, you're going to need to know the basic plot. There is a alien colonization on another planet, and they have run out of water due to mass population and it overgrowing. So when they go and try looking for a new water source, they found Earth. Since Earth had such a large amount of water, they thought it was the perfect place, but it was already occupied by us, humans. Now, they tried attacking us, and in that, they failed and had to retreat back, or else they would all die. Now, the humans had enough with it, and decided to go try attacking them and making sure they didn't come back. But another reason why is because superiors also wanted their resources and also wanted the power over them. Now, I think this says a lot about humans and how all we want is power, all we want is land and their resources and money. And it kind of tells us that in the future, it can be very bad, and it can get almost too much, where we're also the aliens, in a way. But now we're gonna bring you back and talk about at the end of the talk show. Thank you, and goodbye.